thinking of Simeon, Simeon, but so I wanted to mention a Havdara, which seems to come out from the Rashba and some Rishonim in the sugya that we've been discussing. That's as follows. Take a look at Gemara Kuflam Tesam and Alpha Sechta Shabbos. Over there, it tells us that Zriyas Koshes, the care of some plants, Kishes, some kind of vegetable, some kind of plant in a vineyard, there's the Issad Ravana. The Gemara says over there, Mashashi Yavle Prutal the Tinik Nachi Vizarle. Mashashi gave a Prutal to the Tinik Nachi to plant it. So Gemara says, why are you giving it to the Nachi? Give it to a Jewish child. So Gemara answers, Asi the Misrach. Asi the Misrach. What does Asi the Misrach mean? So if you take a look in the Sechta Erevin, of Memovitz, the first one was in Shabbos, Kaplam Tesarel. So here in the Gemara, what? So here the Memovitz, the Rashi explains that was in Asi the Misrach. Asi the Misrach means, Hatina Glacha Minik Zeh. Meaning that if we're going to allow him to do it now, so we worry that when he'll get older, he'll be used to doing it, and he'll do it even when he's a gadol. So that's what us in the Misrach means. It was before that even by Issad Rabbana, because we're talking about kashis, which is not a yerek, it's some kind of thorn or something, that even though it's only Issad Rabbana, it's also to feed the ketanim because maybe he'll get used to it and he'll continue doing it when he gets older. And we take a look in Erev in the memorial base, there's a whole sugya over here about making kiddush on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, well, what are you going to do? Who's going to drink the kais? And the Gemara says, leisveli nuka, let's give it to your nuka, give it to a child. The Gemara says, well, let's look at the gravacha, dumas and misrach. Aren't you worried about the Masil Misrach? That it'll grow up thinking they'll have to drink on a new kipper. So it seems that there's this chash of Asil Misrach. Now it comes on the Rajmi, Bums of Kufi Dalit. And it's a long Rajba over there. And it's a Vora that Be'emes he holds that Lahalach it's Mutta to feed Ketanim Issad Rabbanan. And from the Emshech of the Rashba, then he's bothered with the Sugya Shabbos that we just mentioned. And it comes out that, seems to come out with a big Yisoid, that there's a chilik, there's a very fundamental chilik between the Issad Daraisa and the Issad Drabana. When it comes to feeding a child the Issad Daraisa, Issad Taira, then the Rashi uses a lashon that we view the katan as barchiyo. A katan is not allowed to eat the isurim deraisa. He's barchiyo. In lavin, he's a barchiyo in lavin of the Torah. So if you're feeding him, you're making him be oiva on avera, on a real avera. You're giving him avera to be oiva on. Just what? Since he's a katan, he doesn't have das, so we can't hold him responsible for his ma'asim. So we can't punish him. But Bachiv is. Bachiv is someone who's chayiv and lavin. He's not a ba'oinish, he's not getting oinish. As opposed to Issad Rabbanan over there, there's no isser to feed it. The isser over there is a gzera on the gdolim, not to feed it to him, so that he doesn't get used to it. And there's nafkaminas between this. Raj also brings down different nafkaminas between this, right? He says, let's say it's the tsara chatinuk. Let's say it's a iser, which is the tsarka, for the tsarka of the tinuk. So if you learn like, if it would be a iser daraisa, there's no iser. You can't give him an iser. You can't help him be oifa on an iser. But if it's only Issad Rabbanan that you're feeding him, So then it comes out that what it's a din on the gadol in order that the child shouldn't grow up thinking that's mutter. Child chab, that the reason why his father gave it to him is only because he needed it. But when he's older, he can't do it. So no chashash asil misra. Right, I'll show you a Tayyarid, you did this, Shukhrach Rav and Shimon Gimel, or Zayin. Shukhrach Rav says, this is the Rajbu, says over there, Rajbu also in Sechta Shabbos, Akuflam Tess also says this Yisoid. But over here, the Shukhrach Rav says very nice, he says, says, V'chol zeh kishimachin islutinu b'tzarcheinu. But whatever is the tzorich of the tinek, v'takanasei for his tikkun, lechashu b'shemi yisrach. We weren't worried that maybe it'll be yisrach b'kach. V'yasekein l'chshei gadol. Why? The thing she do alay she b'shvil shu katan matirin le'tzrachav. Because he knows that the reason why they're being matter for him is only because he's a katan. And therefore they're being matter his trochim. And then, kiddush, which we'll get to soon. Mimu writes a lechol. Fine. So what he's saying is, he's saying that if the whole issa, which this is the issa by drabana, the issa to feed the katan, the issa drabana is because Shem Yisragel, so then when it's the tzarcha, it's not a problem. If we take a look at the Shuvas Rashba also, Shuvas Rashba over there, it's before that there's a difference between something which is bakroy. Or it's something which is bakroy, or if it's Chuvas Rashi is in here.
No.
Good.
Just read you. Thank you very much. From far looks not possible, no. Where are the numbers?
I get one.
If the kid's a baby, so he doesn't understand anything, that should be mutter always.
So you're asking why Lemaisa and Afilia Mecha, right? So the truth is that there's a Bach that wants to say that the whole issue is only from like the age of Chinachana. And the Magmaron quotes the Bach, but the Magmaron brings the truth around not like the Bach. And the Shulubi in the past is also not like the Bach. I'm saying, so your smart is. Oh, thank you. So he says over here at the end, in the Shulk of Gimel, he says that, Shalechashashu l'sruchi av misa de milsa de kviya. So much is kvua. Bechol zimna v'zimna, bechol shasa avdi hachi kawhi zman. Like the sugi over there is talking about Bech Shechion or Arnakais. Ava milsa de le kviya kize, something which is not kvua like this over there talking about making Kiddush and about the Knesiyos. The efshe de mekachinam le metaminam le nuki. Because sometimes we may not have to give it to the children. The Eirach will drink from it. Like Hashem L'Sruchi. So again, you see over here the chilik that he's making, which is a chilik in Sruchi. That if the Okshar is on Sruchi, that we worry about something which is Kviya. Something which is only Akroi, not so like Hashem L'Sruchi. Okay, Now, that's easy. Now, you have to take a look at different places in the Aruch to track down if the Mechaba follows this way of thinking or not, and was Ramoho. So let's just take a look at our simon right now. The Mechaba by us is quoting the Lashon and the Rambam. And the Rosh and that Tshuva, they already is Ma'ira that the... Or maybe it was a different Tshuva. Is Ma'ira that the Rambam is not like his Shita. Because the Rambam's Soisim, the Rambam's Mashma, feeding him any Yisr is Asa. There's no Chilik. There's no Chilukim. It's Asa to feed him all Yisr.
According to who?
The Rambam. The Rashi points it out. The Rashi himself points out that he's saying not like the Rambam. And if you see the Bir Halacha over here, the Ramaskim is the Bir Seferim. It says V'das HaRashba, right? So let's just read the Mechaba. The Mechaba says U'la'achiloi b'yadayim asr afilu dvarim shasur mi d'vei seifrim. No chilukim if it's a tzarchai, akroi, right? It doesn't mention anything. Says the Bir Halacha V'das HaRashba V'haran d'matinik tzarch l'kach mutafil l'spais loi b'yadayim d'avishu asr mi d'rabbanan. I can feed him something which is only us to drop on if it's a tzarchai. Ach am chaber sosem ladino kidaz a chokam aleim boisem chogavni. So who do we pass him like? The cause of the Tshuva may not give it eger. Al dvar tilta asfar on the basic nezim om shein eru like they tinok. Yeish lusma ich vze al rashba. The is the drabar is the feeling of yidayim. The Haitian, the Zaina, the Haran calls the Berkel Kisvila headed, the Avla Ran for Safinle, Rock the Tsarchim, the Tsarchinu, Badra, the Chim Yodi, the Yishakar, fine. So he seems to go with the Rashba, and that's what the Bealach seems to be basking like. So we have here Machlekis, Rishain. If there's a bris milah on Yom Kippur, who drinks the wine? Do we give it to a child? Do we give it to the Yelendis herself? That's a discussion in Simen Tov Reish Chaf Aleph. Also comes up in Tov Kuf Nun Tes by Tisha B'Av, Siv Zayin. If you go through, it's not clear what Betzin is the Achron of the Mechaber. The Ramah.
Yom Kippur is Mitzvah D'Oraisa.
Yeah. What?
Yom Kippur would be applicable to the Rashba?
Yom Kippur is the Chariz of the Eraisa. That's true. You're right. That's why we have to discuss Yom Kippur separately. You're right. The Rama over here adds in the beginning. He says, "I will open to the legal boy Lafrishai be Isser the Eraisa." Why is he putting in Isser the Eraisa? That also needs to see me chilukim the rest of the rabbanon. However, needs research. I just wanted to point out that the way it seems to me is that the Paisim go with this idea of the Rashba that were machal between Isurei Torah and Isurei Drabbanon. But the get of Isurei Torah is lois achilum. It's Isurei Torah of lois achilum. You shouldn't feed it to them. Because they're like a bar chiyuva, even though they're not bar oinshim, and by feeding it to them, you're being goyim them to do a ma'is avera. Another ma'is avera was done in this world. You know they won't get punished for it. But by Yisurei Drabbanon, Shas Chazal asked the gadol to feed it to them only because they shouldn't become rogel in it. So now, there's three places that come to mind where this is negay. One is b'negay Yom Kippur. Feeding children food on Yom Kippur. Can I feed them food on Yom Kippur or not? Second area is feeding them food before Kiddush, Shabbos morning. Third area is feeding them basar, chalav after eating basar. So, Minigei Yom Kippur. It's very interesting. Minigei Yom Kippur like this. The Chayra, I would say, like Tzvi mentioned, that here we're dealing with Issa Torah. It's also Min HaTorah to eat on Yom Kippur. So then it falls into Lo Sachilom. And if it falls into Lo Sachilom, you're not allowed to, there's no Aterim, right? In us, in the Misrach, we said we had two Aterim. The Tzarchai and then Bakrai. Over here, we're the Aterim by Lo Sachilom. And if you take a look at the Mechus Chinuch, at the end of Shin Yud Gimel, it says a Peldik Azach, but it's not so Peldik based on this question. It says they were nearly the Av Bekotim Gomer, even a Kotim Gomer, taketh Mamish Vishosh and Noilad. He was just born. Asalachile Raka Tzarchla. Only feed him what he needs, Basha to live. Avala Yosef. Ach Bekotim Kizayev Shatamtsev. Except with. Okay, you have a problem, you can't be mitzamtzem, so you give him. Avokotem pochiz mi ben shmoyna av de'im ha'adinoi, so even though the halach is that we don't paint him, we don't make him fast, there's no din inoi. Kamokam bi yadayim osel ha'achiloi. Im ochal ha'yem, if he ate already today, to now go feed him more food. V'yochal lizbol, and if he can be saved, osel ha'achiloi bi yadayim, can't nearly borrow.
Is that the same thing as like giving him, like if you're in shul, like you have like, food and like he asked for food to give him food. Is that the same thing as be a dime?
Yeah, you're feeding him. You can leave the bag there and he'll come take it himself.
You should just say like go get it.
I don't know. We spoke about this in the 2 hours ago. How bad does it go? But the chayr, this is what the Mechus Chinuch is saying. Okay. And there may be mashal like that in the Mishnah Yuma. Mishnah Yuma says says Rashi there, you don't have to hold back from them food. Right? The Mishnah says, Eim Ananis, we don't do Inu. What does that mean? You don't hold back food from them. Now, look further in the Mishnah. It says, O Brashi Richa, Machilin Oisa, Achadosha Nafsha. Says, Echoyla, Machilin Oisa, Pibikin. Switches the shinies by the tinoik and says, "Ein ma'anin," which Rashi says, "Ein chayom lemnoya." Man, my heart have to hold back food from them. But doesn't say machila. Doesn't say we actively give them food. It's supposed to by Ubra and chayil where it's koch nefesh. This is machila. So it sounds a little like the Mechus Chinuch that you can't feed it them if they take it. You don't have to hold them back from it. However, we'll take a look at the Gemara over there. Ayin Zayin on base. The Gemara says that's a little short enough. But so the Gemara Ayin Zayin on base there says that Amro Alav Hashem Yezok, and that he didn't want to feed the child food. But the Gemara says over there he was worried about Rechitz. He didn't even want to have to wash one hand. Surely not two hands. He's worried about Rechitza. Smash him over there. They're feeding the child food. That didn't bother him. Just bothered about a dinner of. And also, if you look in Ayin Chesed Beis, says that Tinoike is Mutarim Cholelo. There's a brace over there. Chutz Minilas a sandal. And the Ran writes Much Big Marsh and Mutarim Agdoilon Lachilon Lashkoisim Lachitzon Losaicha. And the Torah says Mufurish and Simitav Reish Tezayin Umuta La'achilam B'yadayim, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch also in Tefresh Tezayin. Where did I put that? Tefresh Tezayin also seems to paskins of Aleph Shulchan Aruch paskins. Also that it's mutar mechalelu, you can give them to drink, to eat, and all that. Shmuel Sifkata Aleph explains it. Mutal Gadol Hachila El Ashkaisi El Seichi El Rochze. So Tacheni, it seems that Halacha, you are allowed to feed them. And not like the Rechaz. And the Emes is Rashi on Ayachesa and Beis. Rashi over there, it says first it's Mutzah to feed them. Therefore, you have to be Matcha, the other Rashi that we mentioned before from the Menuya, and say they can't make that deep that they made before. And the Beis Yitzchak himself over this quotes Rashi as the Shittas. Rashi is one of the Shittas. He let it feed the child. And the Ramah says Mefarsh, Aval Achilam Afilu B'Yadayim Shari. So, the question is, very nice. Okay, so now I proved to you from many Paiskim, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishnebrura, they allowed to, but it has a Shtim. It's a good Kasha over here. It's a good Kasha. The Rambam and Shvisis Aser, the Rambam Beis, Halacha Aleph, is Hilchos Yom Kippur. So the Rambam says, he says, Katan. I'm sorry, Parik Beis Halacha Yudal. Says here, Katan Shupachis mi ben Teisha, Amen Anin Oisebium Kippurim. We don't do Inuitim. Why not? Kadesh Lo Yavel De Sakan. Why does Rama have to eat those words? Kadesh Leia Vadidei Sakonis. Mashba. It's a very specific etovi that really he, Rama holds the Takadala feed him. But if you're not going to feed him, could come to Sakana. So Kadesh Leia Vadidei Sakonis, we allow you to do it. And the Marcheshes in Simeon Zion is Mustafik. He declares what Rama means by this. And look at the Mikroi Kodesh in Simeon Gimel, where he says the pashtas of the Rambam's mashma, it's a het of mishum pekuch nefesh, and therefore he should only be able to give the katan what he needs. That's the Rambam's mashma. But Al-Gabarim, I'm just pointing out this ha'ara that comes out of our sugya of Shemem Gimel. You have to get into the raid of how the katan be'etzim is that they were saying, and to get out of l'sechilim is that since the katan is not someone who could stand up to Inui, therefore the whole din Inui is not shaykh to him, and therefore there's no issur. In just three words. But Kabbalah, that's one nice thing. Okay, Allah Almighty, we see you could feed him. Second nice thing that we mentioned, feeding katanim before Kiddush. So this comes up in. So first, the Siv Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet over there we know says it's also to be toyim before Kiddush. Shmuel rings down. Shmuel says something and says, but to wash your mouth that's mutter. By Abdullah and Reish Saditas, Siv Alfred says also, is it to drink and eat before Abdullah? To drink water is mutter. Now, one thing that seems to be pashit that we're not referring to the halacha that we know from Hilchos Sukkah that comes up by other mitzvahs, that before you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat or drink, because over there it's clear that ti'ima is mutter, right? And to drink, eat fruit is mutter. So why over here is it like a whole chiddush, you can wash your mouth at, or it's a chiddush that you can drink water, but not anything else? So there must be some other gedda to this. Let's see somehow to get into this din. And when you learn the sugyas and psachim, it seems to be mavur over there that there's a that the din the issa ti'ima before Kiddush and for Abdullah is that we want to be mavdil between your achilas chol and your achilas kaidish. We want that there should be a havdalah. Until now, I was eating choldik food. Now, from that this point until havdalah, it's kaidish tik achila. However you want to take it, how bite you want to take it, but such idea. That's what you want as a half means. If you tie him, point to one man, if you tie him, you don't make kiddush, you already broke it. But the point to the man, no. Kiddush is establishing that my achila from now is achila's kiddush. So, according to that, and with that, you understand there's a sheet that's arriving that it's makel Shabbos morning. He holds Shabbos morning. He can eat before Kiddush. Why? What's the difference to Shabbos morning and Friday night? There is the Losh on the right, over there on the Rambam, in Perichot Tes, Yud is, Shekvar Neskadesh Hayoyim Bechnisosi Al Yayin, Koydim Shiyatayim, Zurey Neskadesh Hayoyim. So that would have their Kiddush in the morning. Okay, that's a Dindra Rabban, and then they want to start the Suda off with Kiddush. But it's a Tima. It's already established as a Kaddish. But the Rambam and the other Rishonim held that no, when the Rabban was Masakin to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, it's with like a light plug from Kiddush Friday night. But, and then we can understand also there's a Shita Sarmi Kutzi and Rajba that you could drink before Kiddush, but you can't eat before Kiddush. Why should there be a difference? There it is that this Avdol is a din in Achila, not in Shishia. Well, my point, what I'm trying to bring out is that's the getter to the Isra of not eating before Kiddush or before Avdol. So now, it comes out like this. Let's try to understand this. The Torah in the Beis Yosef and Sinai Samach Tes has a problem. We once said Tachs Kish. I guess no one here is going on Kish. You here?
No.
So we remark then the minute that they would make Kish about the Knesios, and then they would give a child to drink. So the Torah in Beis Yosef are bothered. One second. How could you get them to drink from the wine of Kiddush? It's Shleib Makim Suda. You're feeding him Isser. Right, so they clearly learned that this Isser of eating or drinking for Kiddush, at least in their Kasha they learned, is the Etzem Isser. You're feeding them Isser. And you can't feed them Isser. The drinking itself is Isser. However, the Beis Yosef brings the Hagos Maimni, and the Magen Avraham Sifkat Anal also brings it. That Hodam Rinam Beperek Cherish and Yivamas, the Biyadayim Lesafin Lo Isura, that's nevelis and treifis, the nafkalam and lesechilam. Of a kiddush hayoim, mitzvah asehu, v'lein nafkalam and hasam. What does that mean? Of a kiddush hayoim, mitzvah aseh, and that's not included in the pasuk lesechilam. Nevelis and treifis is included. What they're saying is that no, nevelis and treifis, that's b'chefse iser. The etzim eating it is the iser. But over here, this, when I drink or eat before Kiddush, it's not that the eating or drinking is iser. Just we want that you should be mavdo between your eating of chol and eating of. So if you go ahead and eat before Kiddush, see, you're being pagim in the you're making a. Something in the idea of that Kiddush should establish that you're eating from now is Kiddush. So you didn't do that. But the eating itself is not Isser. That's what they're saying. It's not including like Sechila. The Beis Yosef Lemaisa goes on to give a few different iterative. Each teretz over there is a Kiddush, which could be carried back to our Simin. One teretz over there, Magram brings this teretz down also, that since we have the shita of the Masar Mikutzi and the Rashba, that drinking before Kiddush is mutter, so the child can be sarach on that. But how do you answer your question? But we don't baskin like that. We baskin that it's usher, so as it up. Alright, then the second teretz over there is also, he says, Inami. The chiman that if you're not gonna, if the cotton's not gonna drink, then the kiddush is gonna be a bracha vatala. Such a shver zach like bracha vatala. So a matin is a shesila katan shleim makim suda. But the sachilom, you're feeding him is it right? So so you have to say that this iser of not eating for Kiddush Havdalah, I mean not because of these kashas, but it happens to be iser drabban. It's iser drabban. If it's iser drabban, so then it's only also osi lemisrach. It's osi lemisrach. So then already the second third of the beseisim makes sense. As a cheshbon of brachah levatalah. The kid will chab that why they've given me to drink, since it's a shayla bracha tov, which is a very chomadik iser, so only because of that they're letting me drink. That explains it. Maybe the first teretz also you could say that even though a gadol is not semcha loshitis to drink before kiddush. But over here with Samachalo Shitas for the katan will chap that there's some kind of important reason for it. But this will only answer for before Kiddush. I mean in the kitchen shul. So Elmai, we go back to our Rajma and the Randa we had in our Sugya. And therefore, if the child's asking for whatever he's asking for beforehand, so then it's the tzarchai, so then we can be mekel. But then it comes out that if you want to give him food, you can only give him before kiddush, what's the tzarchai, right? And if it's not the tzarchai, he doesn't need it, so you can't just give it to him, that's what it would sound like. And also, then you have to stop being medactic. How much do I give to him? Right? You can't give him that extra candy. But the halacha l'maisa, We know you like the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Rav that we just read before. That b'lchein mut la'achilei kodem kiddush if hu roitze lecha. B'lchein lishtois and also to drink. If he wants to, then we give to him. And, that's that that we're using.
Maybe you want to pour some breakfast.
That's a good point. He has a good time if he says he doesn't want. Unless you can die, I know what's good for him. This is really the tzarcha, right? the Magen Avraham's mashma that we don't pain children. We don't pain them. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes it also. It says, "Va'asa la'anoisoi." You can't pain him. So chinuch is the biggest area of chinuch. Chinuch is not; it can't be painful. It can't be painful. But we're not to be meikel. The third nikud I mentioned. Let's say eating chalav after basa. So okay. So if he takin needs the milk, the tzarchai, so then you're right. But what happens if it's a milk like a chocolate bar or something like that? Well, he doesn't need it.
Does the time make a difference? The time after eating meat.
What do you mean?
I mean, if it's within the 1 hour, the first hour. Does that make a difference?
I didn't say anything yet. But if we know 6 hours, you know 6 hours, right? So how do you feel?
Oh,
you want to use the teretz of Beis Yosef? We said that was only because it was tzairach. The meaning of Vilna, as far as I know, was that we machal the children that a boy at 13 and a girl at 12 should be ready to wait the 6 hours by doing it by an hour each year, meaning you start like 6 or 7, 1 hour, and every year you add another hour until you get to... And the reason for that was because Be'etzem, they don't have to wait. Maybe like you said, to wait an hour or not eat in the same suda. That they shouldn't do. In one mouthful, that for sure we don't do. A baby shouldn't be drinking his milk bottle while he's eating flesh. That for sure. that would be already machila. But really, they don't have to wait. Just when they become 13, all of a sudden overnight, they're not going to be used to waiting 6 hours. So we need to train them earlier, so that's what we train them earlier. But what's with these halachas? So over the pshat is that it's our chokka. Could be it's not an issue, it's our chokka. Meaning Chazal didn't want us to come to having any basav chalav together, even a mashu, a basav chalav, for whatever reason. Either there's two reasons for why we wait, either because of meat that got stuck between the teeth, or because there's a fatty shipment that's in the throat, the palate, and will come up while eating milk. And then it'll have some mixture. So either way, it's a preventive. It's not iser. The drink in the milk is not bad, it's an iser. It's just preventing a possible problem. So for that, we're mekel. And that's the chari l'pshat. And I said, like, beds that we should be mekel throughout their cut, while they're cutting, just to be difficult all of a sudden to be trained, that's what we train them in. That's when you hear this. There's one more noise that comes up in our simon that would need discussion. That's b'chlal, what is the din chinuch of a father to a child? There was a request that next week we should discuss Hilchos Purim, so I guess we'll discuss Hilchos Purim on Monday. Okay.